It's the big 94.5 country. It's a big country morning. I'm Jim Daniels, and that is Garth and Trisha with Shallow. And boy, oh boy, how about this? Garth Brooks joining me right now on the show. Hi there. Good morning, Garth.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for saying my name, because usually what they say is that's Mr. and Mrs. Yearwood.
Well, you know.
Thank you for including the Garth name.
I thought about throwing that at you, but I had a feeling that you probably get teased like that quite a bit, so I thought I'd let you off the hook today.
Thank you very much. I would love to kind of take credit for that song, but the truth is I sing my four lines up front, then I get the hell out of the way, and man, when she moves in, that song goes to a whole new level, man. Thanks for playing it.
Well, no problem, man. We love playing it for you. And, you know, I have a feeling that the follow-up single is going to be an even bigger hit. The Wife is Always Right. Tell me that you're going to add a couple more verses to that.
I think every man on the planet can write that song right there. When they said, hey, we want to do something about The Wife is Always Right, I said, no, I can give you 10 verses right now. So it's always fun to do anything with Miss Yearwood, especially when it comes to tongue-in-cheek kind of comedy stuff.
Well, Fun is the name of your latest album, and Fun is what thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are going to have when you roll into Kansas City and Arrowhead Stadium on August 7th. Boy, when that announcement came out, I could just see people going, ah! All across Northeast Kansas.
Yeah, well, it was us that was making most of the noise, because you got to remember, half the band and crew, you know, is from Topeka, Wichita, Kansas City. I mean, they're all from there. So they'll all be wearing their colors when they roll into that town, just like hopefully the people will. And I can tell you, anybody that says they're excited about getting to play Arrowhead Stadium or coming to this party, they're going to be way behind me, because I am so excited to get to play this iconic stadium. This is going to be a party, not a concert.
Well, let's make sure when tickets go on sale tomorrow, everybody has a smooth process as far as buying them goes. So we've been encouraging people to visit Ticketmaster in advance and make sure that they have an account created, so that when they go on sale at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, they'll be able to take care of things as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you how these things work. If you don't know, at 9 a.m., they'll open this thing called the waiting room. It doesn't matter when you get in there. You get in there at 9 a.m., you get there at 9:55 a.m. It doesn't matter, because people are going to just be randomly chose to go in. But knowing that you're a human and not a robot, then the humans get in and the robots get locked out. So the new system since the pandemic has been launched. I've watched it work. It's fantastic. And the robots are getting annihilated, but they do want to know that they're dealing with human beings. So when you register, it tells it, and they'll take you through tests that separate you from the robots, and then hopefully get in. And I hope the ticket buying situation, if that's what you want to do, is a smooth one.
And let's remember this. Garth Brooks fans that have bought tickets before know how quickly they go. But let's put this in perspective. You've already put some on sales for other stadiums across the United States. And just north of here in Lincoln, Nebraska, Memorial Stadium, 86,000 seats sold out. Ooh. In 75 minutes.
Man, I bought a lot of those. It was unbelievable. They called me, and I thought, oh, crap, what's wrong? And they said that they're gone. I said, you've got to be kidding me. So we'll say the same thing to the people in Lincoln. If you didn't get a ticket, come down to what we call the party of the Midwest, man. Kansas City. This is the place that you want to play right here.
Yeah, you know, seen a lot of great concerts at Arrowhead Stadium, and Kansas City just has a vibe all its own. And, of course, Kansas City loves Garth Brooks, and Northeast Kansas loves Garth Brooks, because every time that you play downtown at what is now branded the T-Mobile Center, Garth never gets to play just one night there. You've got to at least do a few, sometimes 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, man, you just feel lucky. And again, man, all the band and crew is there, so a lot of family, a lot of fun. But the thing is, you know, people will say, man, how can you do that many times back to back? But you go, look, man, I don't do anything. I just show up. I'll start a song, and the people would just take it over, and I get to watch. It's the coolest gig on the planet. And people go, are you tired of singing Friends in Low Places? And I go, dude, I haven't sung it in 100 years, because all I do is play the first four notes, and then I'll sit back and watch the craziest thing happen. It's fun to be Mr. Yearwood at this moment.
And tell people what they can expect to some degree when they go to Arrowhead Stadium on August 7th, because from what I understand, you are going to be performing in the round at Arrowhead?
Yeah, man, we have a new stage that's just totally flat, which I love, which means front row goes 360. So there's not a bad seat in the house. And they'll sell they'll open up the entire house, whether people, fill it up or not, it's up to them. But so it's good. And the great thing is people think the seats where they think is behind the stage are the best seats on the planet because they're not behind the stage. You're looking eye to eye with those folks. So it's fun to get there on the show, watch the people get surprised because they thought, well, I got these seats and they were, behind the stage. But the truth is I'm 5 feet from the guy right now. And it's a lot of fun.
So let's once again encourage people to go to Ticketmaster right now and make sure that you've got your account set up. So when those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., you will be able to have a smooth process when it comes to buying those Garth tickets. Well, hey, Garth, I know you got places to go and people to see, but always appreciate the time whenever you call in. And we look forward to welcoming you to Arrowhead Stadium on August 7th.
I love it, man. Thank you for what you do. You do it well. Have a great morning, okay?